The Giant Ammonite of Orteo, Álava. This huge, millstone-sized fossil is one of the most characteristic in the museum. It was discovered in Álava in 1983. Ammonites are named after the ancient Egyptian god Amun, who was depicted as a man with the head of a ram with spiral horns. They are shelled marine mollusks. Their closest living relatives are cephalopods such as the squid, the octopus, and the nautilus. In fact, what you see here is an internal mould made of mud which filled the shell and turned to rock. The inside of the spiral shell of an ammonite was divided into connected chambers which could be filled with air or water. This ingenious design enabled it to swim with very little effort, and to rise and descend much like a submarine. The first ammonites emerged in the Devonian period some 400 million years ago. But it was in the Jurassic and Cretaceous periods that they evolved rapidly and spread through all the world's seas and oceans. They became extinct at the end of the Cretaceous some 66 million years ago. This is one of the last of them. Ammonite fossils as big as this one, which is more than a metre across, are very rare. Only around 30 have been found anywhere in the world. It is thought that giant ammonites lived at great depths in the open sea, as giant squid do today. When they died, their empty shells would shatter in pieces due to the enormous pressure at such depths, and dissolve as they sank into the seabed. Only shells washed into shallower waters by currents were buried in layers of sediment to become fossils.